Welcome to The Lexi Show, hosted by me, Lexi D'Angelo, industry rule breaker, intuitive magic maker, and life and business coach. I'm a firm believer that normal is boring, provocative is new perfection, and true transformation happens from the inside out. Get ready to reach your next level of success by tossing out the cookie cutters and claiming your distinct magic with a unique blend of business strategy, self-mastery, spirituality, sexuality, and everything in between. There's truly nothing that is off limits in this show. So get ready to get real, raw, and go deep. All right, let's do this thing. Okay, today we're going to be talking about something that drives me a little cray-cray because I see so many, you know, well-intentioned productivity experts, motivational speakers, and coaches saying, like, you know, just do it and change your behavior and, you know, focus on the task at hand, eat that frog and la-di-da-di-da-di-da. And they all mean well. They have the best of intentions, like I said, but they're not really helping us. They're actually kind of hurting us and making us go against the way that our brains have been built and created. So let me rewind a little bit. Yesterday, I started reading the book, The Productivity Project by Chris Bailey, and it's been really, really interesting so far. But like I said, I have a bone to pick because I think that part of it is leading people astray, and I haven't finished it. So maybe he, you know, addresses this later on in the book, and if so, I might sound a little bit like an idiot, but I don't think he does. So he talks a lot about how you can accomplish more by managing your time, your attention, and energy. And like, I love the premise of it. That sounds really, really awesome. Now, he talks about this concept of procrastination, which I'm sure many of you listening are familiar with this. And he says that while there are personality traits that make you more likely to procrastinate, aka your identity, he prefers to focus on the tasks themselves since they're quote unquote a task is way easier to change than your personality. He then adds a cute little remark saying, plus you're great, don't ever change. I mean, first of all, just because something is easy doesn't mean it's more efficient or effective, right? I mean, I'm all for ease. I'm all for simplicity. I think that that is sexy. But the problem is if it's not the most efficient and effective way and we're just using ease, then I think we're shortcutting the system. So the other part of the problem here is that you cannot maintain the same identity and create different results. That's nearly impossible because if you stay the same, if you're the same person you are right now, that means you're going to continue to think the same thoughts, you're going to continue to have the same beliefs and feelings and take the same actions, you're going to get the same results, right? Expecting something different is called insanity. So that doesn't make sense in my mind. So he then shares how our limbic system, so this is the emotional and instinctual part of our brain, and then the prefrontal cortex, the logical part of our brain, are in a constant battle with one another. So he says that our limbic system is seeking instant gratification and pleasure and avoiding pain. So hence wanting to procrastinate doing the thing that is overwhelming, that is boring, that is frustrating, etc. While on the flip side, we've got our prefrontal cortex, who is fighting for us to achieve our long-term goals. So he then says that there are thousands of battles between our limbic system and our prefrontal cortex that happen every day, but we're not aware of them, or we're not usually aware of them. So this is another quote. He says, just as 90% of an iceberg sits underwater, our mind is only able to consciously observe a fraction of what's going on in our brain. The rest is hidden within the depths of our unconsciousness. So even though you may consciously think that you're in control and aware of the daily decisions you're making and the actions you're taking, the truth is that 90, or I would say even more, it's been proven that there's even more. So 90 to 99.994% of your decisions and actions are operating on autopilot via your outdated subconscious programming. So let me just kind of like make that clear again. So we think we're in control, like when we're like, oh, I'm going to wake up, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. But the truth is we're only conscious of very, very little, just a tip of the iceberg. And there are all these unconscious programs that are running in the background that we aren't aware of. I mean, you're breathing without thinking about it. You're digesting your food without thinking about it. You have these scripts that are running over and over again that you're not even thinking about that are creating your reality. So there's a lot that's going on autopilot that you're not aware of. And a lot of this stuff is outdated subconscious programming that is creating unwanted results in your life or in your business. So Bailey even goes on to confirm that since our prefrontal cortex has only been around for thousands of years, it's much weaker than our limbic system, which has been evolving over, you know, millions of years. So our limbic system like is more like the mammalian brain, and then our prefrontal cortex is more like the modern day human type of brain. So the limbic system, he says, wins a majority of the time. Now, he says that in order to give the prefrontal cortex the upper hand in the battle that's going on, that we must engage it and give it a quote unquote bigger shove. This is where like I don't really understand why we're trying to address and shove around the part of us that's only in control 10% or less of the time, when we could be addressing and reprogramming the parts that's in control 90% of the time or more. So, you know, I'm going to humor him for a hot second here. And he says that we can give it a shove, we can give it the upper hand by doing one of the following. So we can observe the triggers that, or you can observe what is triggering the procrastination in the first place and make a plan for flipping the triggers. So let's say you need to do your taxes and that triggers this feeling of boredom. Not frustration for you, you're just like, oh, so boring, so dull, don't want to do it. Well, he says, let's flip the switch and make it a little bit more exciting. Like you can go to your favorite cafe and you can do them over your favorite bevy of choice. I mean, all right, like, yeah, I'm always telling my clients, like, how do we make the mundane more magical, more pleasurable? So I get what he's putting down here. Number two, he says, create a procrastination list of meaningful and high impact tasks that you can do if you decide you want to procrastinate on some other activity. So like, let's just say I'm supposed to be doing my taxes. He suggests having a list of like backup things that I can do that I would feel productive completing. So maybe I have to write a blog post, or maybe I have to email a client back. So like kind of having a list of things that I can do while I'm procrastinating. Okay. Three, to list out what procrastinating on certain tasks is costing you. So by, let's just say, not doing my taxes, maybe it's costing me a lot of mental energy, or maybe, I don't know, I'm trying to think of another example. Maybe if you have to email the client, that's like the thing that you're procrastinating on, like it's costing you money, it's costing you the ability to create a big impact and to live out your legacy and help somebody thrive, right? So then number four, he says, another solution is to just get started. Just get started on the task by committing to doing the damn thing for 15 minutes and seeing how it goes. Again, like that's always a great technique. Like a lot of people say, like, just, you know, put on your shoes if you want to go exercise, or just do it for 5 minutes. And then once you do and get into it, you're probably going to be likely to keep going, right? So these suggestions are all helpful and they're great, and I've tried them and, you know, they work from time to time, but they don't completely solve the problem. They don't get to the root of it. And especially, I don't feel like they're long-term solutions. So let's rewind a bit and go back to Bailey's claim that it's far easier to address the task, aka the behavior, over the person, aka the identity. If you know anything about the logical levels of change, which maybe you don't, it's an NLP concept, but if you don't, I'm going to inform you a little bit. Basically, the logical levels of change state that when you just address a task or the behavior, it's just the tip of the iceberg. And so that is really, really surface level, and permanent change is probably not going to happen from that place because it's a behavior. So it's not your identity. So if you're changing your behavior, so if you're like, okay, well, I'm going to go work out today, and let's just say you muster up the willpower to do it and you do it, the next day you probably aren't going to do it again because you don't identify as somebody who is really healthy and into fitness and loves working out. So on the identity level, nothing has changed. So changing something on the behavior level, it's just not going to create lasting transformation. So you can try and push yourself to do that task, and you can try and push yourself to do that task over and over again. But let's be real, like, how many of you have already tried that? If that worked, like, we'd all be gazillionaires and we'd all be like in the best shape of our lives. So as you've probably realized from personal experience, our willpower is only so strong. Our prefrontal cortex can only win out so many times against that limbic system. And so while, yeah, willpower is really important and we do need it to a certain extent, and we do need our prefrontal cortex to be like, I'm making this decision to change and I'm, you know, deciding that this is what I want, what we really need to do is commit, so we can use that willpower to commit to changing our identity, because it's actually a much better use of our time, of our energy, of our money, of our willpower, all the things. So since identity is at the top of the logical levels of change, you can look this up and, like, you'll see this, you know, upside down triangle where the biggest part is identity at the top. And then down towards the bottom, the lowest part is the environment, or, you know, some version of that. Maybe it's a regular triangle, maybe it's an inverted triangle. It kind of just depends on what model you're looking at. But the point is, identity changes everything. So once we change our identity, everything that's underneath identity automatically changes. So just so you kind of have an idea of what's under identity, it goes identity, and the next level is beliefs and values, the next level is capabilities, the next level is behavior, and the next level is environment. So I think this is going to be a whole other podcast episode talking about the logical levels of change, because it is really, really, really interesting. But for right now, I just want you to understand that changing the identity is so powerful because it changes our beliefs, it changes our thoughts, it changes our behaviors, it changes our actions, and everything underneath it. And ultimately, the results that we experience, that's what gets to shift when we shift our identity. But if we're just changing the task itself, that's way lower down. That's a lower level. The behavior level is way lower, and therefore it's not as effective. Therefore, you don't really believe that it's something that is going to work long term. So if you go to work out tomorrow or today or whatever, you don't believe that you're somebody who, like, works out all the time. You don't identify with somebody who is a super health conscious and fit person. So it's not going to work. It's not going to stick around, because your brain is always creating a reality in which it identifies with. And so if your brain doesn't believe something to be true on an identity level, it's going to create whatever it does believe. So if you're still believing that you're somebody who's really fucking out of shape and you're not really healthy, even if you work out one time, that's not going to do shit, right? So I could really, really go on and on about this because it drives me nuts that so many people are like, just do the damn thing and like take this action, when really it is just a surface shortcut that is only temporary, if that. And I don't know about you, but if I'm gonna invest my time, energy, and money into something, it sure as hell better be the real deal and not just some semi-effective solution. That is why I am so damn passionate about helping people like you change their identity on a subconscious level, because that is where the real transformation is created. 98% to 99.96% of our actions and our behaviors come from the automatic subconscious programming that we have in place. And if our programming and our identity is not what we want it to be, then we need to change that. That's where the real transformation is created. And as I've been changing my subconscious identity, my behaviors and my actions have automatically changed, and so has my reality. Like, one big thing that I have been working on is my identity of being somebody who is so in shape, who feels so good in her body, who has such vibrant energy. And I've been doing a lot of different subconscious practices and processes and programming. And I was at the grocery store the other day, and I looked down at my grocery cart and I like laughed because it was filled with vegetables, it was filled with fruits, like healthy nuts. And in the past, it would have been filled with like some chocolates, some gluten-free pretzels, some what's it called? That ice cream, Halo Top ice cream, you know, things that you can argue are semi-healthy, but like not really. And I was like, huh, look at that. All the work that I've been doing, the recoding is working. It's working. Like, I didn't say to myself, oh, I'm going to go to the grocery store and I'm going to buy healthy foods. Like, that was not it. I was changing things on an identity level, and then my actions changed. So I know it's 1 million percent possible to change your identity, and it's 1 million percent more potent and powerful than just addressing the task and behavior. So I just had to get this out there because I don't want people to continue to bang their heads against their income ceiling, against their productivity measures, because they're doing the wrong thing. They're focusing on the wrong part of the logical levels of change. And it's really frustrating because that's what we're told to do. So I'm just trying to get you to see something in a different light and try something different. And this is exactly what I will be teaching you to do inside of my program, Quantum Shift. If you haven't heard about it, well, where have you been? Have you been under a rock? Kidding, kind of. But it is my new 30-day program that is going to help you shatter your income ceiling by recoding your identity. Because you know that taking more actions, implementing more systems and structures, like that's not doing it. That's not cutting it anymore. You've done all that and you haven't seen the results. And so this is for you if you are really ready to not just, you know, look at the action steps, but you're really ready to look at your identity and see how you can recode it to create a reality that you desire. So, if you have been bumping up against an income ceiling that you can't seem to break through and you're getting really fucking frustrated as you see your peers, your friends, and other industry leaders doing it with what seems to be ease, and you just like can't help but compare yourself to them and be like, what the fuck is wrong with me? Or if you're experiencing maybe like you've broken through that income level, yay, go you. But as you're experiencing rapid financial growth in your business, you find that the more you up level, the more shit seems to be hitting the fan. So everything from maybe it's team drama to weight gain, all that stuff is going on. And while you thought, you know, Uber Eats was a smart outsourcing strategy, you're now rethinking it because it's not working out so hot for you. And if you've tried all sorts of things to remedy your situation, like working double or triple the hours to automate and scale your business, rationalizing like, okay, you know what? Very soon I'll be working smarter, not harder. This is a good decision. But now you're just getting half the amount of sleep, you're getting half the amount of giggles with your girlfriends, and half the amount of time for you, boo. That's not good, right? We don't want that. If you've been pouring your heart and soul into creating more programs to serve more people, but not making more revenue or having much more impact, Quantum Shift is for you. And if you've been implementing new structures, processes, and procedures to make your business more productive, but all you experience are more tech glitches that slow you the hell down and make you want to throw your computer against the wall, you could probably use Quantum Shift. And if hiring team members so you can, you know, step more fully into your zone of genius seems like the good idea, but you're realizing that the only thing your genius brain can add up is Facebook ad strategist plus web designer equals more tears and gallons of ice cream, you could probably use Quantum Shift. And if you've invested in the top business coaches and strategists to get access to their quote unquote secrets, only to have half a dozen more five-step strategies in your toolbox, but zero solutions that feel soul aligned and get amazeballs results, then Quantum Shift is for you. This is seriously such a powerful experience that is going to change it all for you. It is a combination of transformational group workshops and private one-on-one sessions, so we can dive deep into your current coding and reprogram your subconscious and conscious mind for success so you can break through that next income level, or if you've already broken through it, so you can maintain it and grow from there. So I'm keeping this group really intimate so I can give you my full-on attention and really make sure that in 30 days or less, you have broken through that income ceiling and you are getting epic results and you are really stepping into the identity of the person who is at that income level. Because I think you're getting the picture here, but I'm just going to repeat it just so you really, really, really get it. If you have this income goal of, let's just say you want to make $200,000 this year, but your identity doesn't align with somebody who wants to make that, you're not going to make it. And if you do, you're going to self-sabotage and it's going to go poof, bye. So it's so important that you create the identity of somebody who can make that amount of money and hold that amount of money and grow from there. And I'm going to be teaching you how to do all of this inside of Quantum Shift. So if you want in, message me. You can message me on Instagram at Lexi D'Angelo, or you can shoot me an email, magic@LexiDeAngelo.com. But let's get you in. And in 30 days, you will be surpassing that income ceiling that you've been bumping your head up against for way too fucking long. I'm so excited for you. It's going to be epic and you are going to be so thrilled at the results that you create by shifting and recoding your identity on a conscious and subconscious level, because we got to work with the subconscious to get the results that we really want. All right. That's all I got for you, but hopefully you really understand how freaking important and working with the subconscious mind is and how important it is to shift your identity, not just focus on the tasks and the behaviors at hand. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed hanging out with me as much as I enjoyed recording this for you. And it would just mean the absolute world to me if you could go ahead and hit subscribe. And also, oh my gosh, you'd be the best ever if you could leave a review saying what you love most about this show. And of course, feel free to share this with your biz besties, your mom, your dog, anyone who you think would benefit from popping their earbuds in and taking a little listen. I appreciate you so, so much. And if you want to come and hang out with me on the interwebs, do some stalking, do some creeping, then you can find me at Lexi D'Angelo on Instagram, LexiDAngelo. And also on Facebook, you can find me facebook.com/TheLexiDAngelo. Have an amazing rest of your day, and I will see you next time.